This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 500 points this morning as China's retaliating with tariffs of its own on U.S. goods after President Trump increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods on Friday. Now the Chinese say they're going to start setting tariffs of between 5% and 25% on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods, effective the 1st of June. While many lawmakers, including even Republicans, are urging the president to change course with the tariffs, his top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says,
"The tariffs are part of negotiations, and they show that we do mean business, and we will take action."
Kudlow was speaking on Fox News Sunday. The Supreme Court's ruling that iPhone users can sue Apple over App Store prices, and this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine, but thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Legendary singer, actress, and animal rights activist Doris Day has died at 97. The Doris Day Animal Foundation confirming she passed away early today at her home in Carmel Valley, California. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was originally to be in Moscow today, but he called off that stop and is instead in Brussels, where he's to meet with European leaders to discuss Iran, among other things. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the member nations are not going to back down from their support of that Iranian nuclear deal that the U.S. is no longer part of.
It has been and continues to be for us a key element of non-proliferation, the non-proliferation architecture globally and in the region, so we'll continue to support it as much as we can.
After Brussels, tomorrow Pompeo will head to Sochi, Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin. Actress Felicity Huffman set to appear in a federal courtroom in Boston today to enter a guilty plea for her role in the college admissions scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates saying the Taliban is still a threat if the U.S. withdraws troops from Afghanistan. On CBS's Face the Nation, Gates saying Sunday the Trump administration must be assured that the Afghan government will be stable if the U.S. is going to withdraw its 12,000 troops. Gates saying there could be grave consequences to a premature withdrawal. A Democratic presidential hopeful is among those calling for more regulation on Facebook. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with more.
After Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes called for the social media company to be broken up, California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris told CNN's State of the Union that breaking up Facebook needs to be seriously looked at.
There are very few people that can actually get by and be involved in their communities or society or in whatever their profession without somehow, somewhere using Facebook. It's very difficult for people to be engaged in any level of commerce without. We have to recognize it for what it is. It is essentially a utility that has gone unregulated.
In a New York Times piece Thursday, Hughes said co-founder Mark Zuckerberg has turned Facebook into an innovation suffocating monopoly and lamented the company's slow response to Russian agents' violent rhetoric and fake news.
And the top movie in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend, still Avengers Endgame. Second was Pokemon Detective Pikachu. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, you want to drop me an email, especially after our next guest, I'm sure there will be additional questions. By all means, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Rob Carter joins us. We're going to be talking about his organization and also this rather compelling DVD. Called Evolution's Achilles Heels. Dr. Carter, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
Well, let's talk about your program and your organization up front, so we can get people up to speed, so they're aware of what you know, what you do.
Sure. I work for Creation Ministries International. Website's creation.com, kind of easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
We've been around for about 40 years, and our job is basically to answer people's questions about evolution and creation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to visit about 1,200 or 1,300 churches around the world this year alone.
Wow.
Doing that.
Well, and you would think, I mean, this question is one that continues to hang in there, just, I guess, what, because of the secularization of America and of the world?
Yeah. It's amazing when we go to places, how many people have never heard any, you know, rational defense of biblical Christianity, any really in-depth discussion of Genesis, what it means, how much of it's true. I know myself, I was growing up, I think I was 19 years old, even though I'd gone to church all my life,
mm-hmm.
before I ran into someone who actually thought Genesis was history, and I thought that person was crazy at first.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and gosh, and I remember growing up, you know, being forced to learn about the Cro-Magnon man and Neanderthals and all that. I want my money back.
Especially on Neanderthal.
Yeah, exactly.
And definitely human.
Mm-hmm. So, and you've been turning out a lot of DVDs, as you say, you've been doing this for decades. You know, the organization has been around, Creation Ministries International. But this one here, this is, this latest DVD, Evolution's Achilles Heels. You know, it just seems like this is decades of research and information and, you know, scientists that you've brought, into this project as well.
Most of the stuff we do is defensive, trying to explain the Bible or, you know, counter some evolutionary claim. But we decided we're going to play ball on their court, and we're going to push the goalposts, and we're going to fight on their goal line and make them defend against our best arguments.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Evolution's Achilles Heels turned into. We asked a whole bunch of really smart people, all of them were PhD scientists, all of them were Bible believers. We asked them, what can evolution not answer in your area of expertise? And man, we got so much good content out of them. It was just unbelievable, some of the things that they said.
Well, let's break it down. I want to get into it because, as you note, you directly demolish the very pillars of the belief system that underpins, as I mentioned, our now secular culture, evolutionary naturalism.
Yeah, and we start off by addressing natural selection right away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the very thing that Charles Darwin said was the engine of evolution turns out to be nothing of the kind. And we move from there into genetics. And, you know, Charles Darwin comes up with this idea of how traits are passed from one generation to the next, but he had no idea how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the modern world of genetics has invalidated just about every one of his major conclusions. It's a really exciting place to be right now in this world of, you know, 2019 and all the genomic stuff that we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, you know, we're so grateful for technology today because, you know, you kind of feel a little bit like, you know, what the early pioneers of the seas and the world must have thought of when they were so convinced the world was flat and yet there was indication it was round. But then when they received the empirical evidence that, in fact, they were wrong, that the Earth is round, then, you know, we got a different ballgame. So it's almost like we're revisiting that era, but now, in terms of evolution?
Almost. Let me encourage your readers or your listeners to go to creation.com and just type in flat earth.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of stuff that's been uncovered lately to the point where historians now know that no one ever believed the earth was flat. Mm-hmm. There's no one in the Western world.
Right.
That was a myth invented by the secularists.
Interesting.
And so it's really shocking to hear that. But yeah, using that as an analogy, in genetics, I mean, the flat earth myth essentially was Neanderthal was brutish and half-human. Well, that's being completely destroyed by modern genetics. We now know that they are human, that we carry their DNA, meaning that they are some of our ancestors, and things like that.
Well, as you are, you know, pulling back the onion layers of, you know, the deception and this controlled agenda by naturalists, you know, that want to push a evolutionary agenda. You know, this has to be encouraging and bring a dimension of your Bible reading. And for those of us who are, you know, believers in the Word of God or actively involved in the reading of it, well, I'll tell you, it just adds a whole other dimension to what we're studying, does it not?
Oh, man, everything opens up in the Scriptures.
Yeah.
Well, we have more confidence that it's right. We have more glory in God. We have more awe in our own position. Think of the God who did all this actually loved us also. That is crazy to think about.
Right. And then everything, I mean, everything about God's character is in its totality. Everything in its rightful place, righteous and holy. I know that some might hear that and think of it in terms of religious terms. But if you really understand God's holiness and righteousness, it's about everything being perfect and right. I mean, we get out of the theoretical and we deal with the factual evidence. And, you know, God has said it in His Word. And, you know, for those that want to still question, hey, did God really say? Did He really mean? And then you go to science and some people would want to argue, well, oh, there's conflict between, you know, science and religion. But every day we find out more and more that there's little conflict.
Yeah, we've been writing for 40 years now on the idea that there's not a conflict between Christianity and science.
Mm-hmm.
The conflict is between two different philosophies or worldviews. That you don't approach modern science without interacting with something called naturalism.
Mm-hmm.
That's the belief that nature explains everything, that everything happens by itself according to the laws that are written to the universe. But I don't believe that. I'm a theist. I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
My universe operates like it does because it came from the mind of God, and He's an ultimate lawgiver, and He never does anything against His own nature. Therefore, He's going to create a universe that operates according to law. But what we see today doesn't explain what happened in the past. We don't get life from non-life, which is a whole chapter in Evolution's Achilles heel, the origin of life. We don't get complexity from low complexity, which is part of the genetics section. We don't. There's all this stuff we see in nature that does not derive from natural laws. They use natural laws. And we can talk about information. We can compare life to computers and see how complex life is and how our computers are nothing compared to what's inside the cell. And on and on and on. And all this stuff just screams creation. And especially with our modern understanding of technology inside life. It is unbelievable what we know today compared to what we knew when I was growing up. in the 70s and 80s. It is unimaginable what we understand that happening inside the cell. And every little uptick in complexity makes it harder for Darwinism to explain life.
Exactly. Well, we've got to take a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Rob Carter after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far the love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look in my head, look in my sight. You can count.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Dr. Rob Carter continues. We're talking about the DVD project, Evolution Achilles Heels. Dr. Carter, you were saying earlier that you got 15 PhD scientists that are involved in this project. And we talked about one of the topics, of course, natural selection. Let's talk about other topics that you address in evolution, Achilles heels.
Oh, boy, there's so many. I mean, pick one. We talk about natural selection, genetics, the origin of life, the rock record, the fossil record, radiometric dating, Big Bang, and ethics. I think those are the eight topics we covered.
Wow. Yeah, there is a lot. Let's address the Big Bang.
Okay. I will tell you that this is one of the most difficult questions we have to answer. The whole starlight and time question is really, really hard. But if we turn it around, we can say, you know what? The secular viewpoint isn't any better. Because if you think about it, science depends upon repeating and observing and testing. But you can't test the universe, and there's only one of them, so you can't repeat it. And so all of a sudden we're outside of the realm of experimental science. We can only stand here and observe what we're seeing today, and then you have to make giant assumptions of the past. And one, it's really kind of funny, one of the biggest assumptions of the Big Bang Theory is that the universe essentially goes on forever. It might, you know, fall back on itself eventually, but it's, you know, there's no edge to the universe in Big Bang Theory. That's a starting assumption.
Hmm.
What if there is an edge? What if it doesn't go on forever? We're anywhere near the middle. Well, that distorts time because gravity gravity distorts time. Einstein told us that time depends upon the gravitational field. And if we're near the middle of the universe, our clocks will tick slower than anything near the edges. So how old's the universe? I don't know. It might depend upon where you are in the universe. That's an open question then. And
yeah,
all sorts of other things like that in the Big Bang itself. I mean, they've got issues explaining how come the background radiation is so evenly distributed when in the beginning there should have been lumpy hot spots and cooler spots, and yet today it's almost completely homogenized, and there hasn't been enough time for that to happen. And a million other things like that. There's some really good stuff in there. Oh, by the way, it's not just the DVD, Evolution's Achilles Heels. We have a book of the same title.
Mm-hmm.
Get them both on creation.com if anyone's interested.
And do you have a Bible study component with this as well?
We have a study guide.
A study guide, okay.
For the DVD, we actually broke it down. It's an hour and a half long, and we broke it down into 10-minute segments.
Oh, great. Wow.
And then so, you know, if you had like an 8-week Bible study or a Sunday school, and then the study guide is designed to help you think through the issues that we just covered.
Right.
And at the end of each of our eight sections, we pause and we put all the bullet points up there again and give the brain time to relax because, man, right, it's hard hitting.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say if you really want to blow your brains up, you do the entire series in one sitting.
Yeah, but sometimes that's good for you. I mean, sometimes you need your brain to melt down in awe and wonder and
exactly
and unanswered questions.
Well, as you say, as you come out of this, you know, I have this sense, you feel like David, you know, looking at the sky, looking around and giving glory to God and going, wow. And this is David without the technology, but having a heart toward God, a man after God's own heart and worshiping God and being able to see the magnificence of his creation, you know, down to a blade of grass or a bird flying in the air or the sky being blue, you know, and here you are, you're pulling back all these levels and everything, the things that we see are reinforced so dynamically behind that which we see that we kind of take for granted, and that it's all perfectly orchestrated and assembled. You know, sometimes I consider this, Dr. Carter, and maybe you do as a student of this, of so, you know, and to such a depth that, you know, we're so arrogant sometimes in our humanity to think that we know better than God.
It's kind of funny, in science, so much of what we thought was true in the past turned out to not be true.
Mm-hmm.
People have estimated that maybe 50% of what we think is true today actually isn't. We just haven't figured out what's not true yet.
Right, right.
That really, as a scientist, that makes me take a step back and say, you know what, we need to have a lot of humility here,
right,
because there's an awful lot of stuff that we think we know and we actually don't.
Well, this is why we've been saying on this show, Dr. Carter, and you'd appreciate this, is that we need to re-engage with the discipline of, you know, critical thinking and critical questioning. It's almost like we've stopped asking questions, and the current temperature of our environment and our culture is such as that, you know, these geniuses have already figured it out, and we have to kowtow and go along with them to get along, or else we're going to be marginalized and invalidated.
Yeah, and intimidation is a great weapon.
Yeah.
When Christians are intimidated, they tend not to open their mouths.
Right.
And that's true for me. I mean, I don't like being yelled at or insulted. It's just, you know, not comfortable.
Right.
And yet at the same time, we got so much information. I mean, we have more information on this creation evolution thing than any other time in church history.
Mm-hmm.
We should be shouting this from the rooftops.
Exactly. Well, and this is why, and I'm so grateful for your organization and the resources that you make available to us. Evolution's Achilles Heels, in some ways, might be an entry point into the resources that are available. And, again, as what we say on this show is, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And often with opinion comes, as you say, a certain level of volume where people are shouted down. And, how that promotes ignorance, and that somewhere down the road you're going to realize how wrong you were because of the information. Because the one thing about the truth is it always finds a way to come out, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember as a young man, I was firmly convinced evolution was true. You'd heard me say evolution's a fact, if you asked me,
right,
when I was, 18 years old or so.
Right.
And I didn't come to where I am now overnight. It took a long time of really careful thought and study and self-analysis. But in the end, I mean, when you're presented with the God of the Bible, you had a stark choice. And God is sitting there as a creator and as, benevolent orchestrator of the universe. And science actually just drives me to my knees.
Yes.
I know a lot of people use it as an excuse to reject God. But I actually think the reality is the opposite.
Right. Well, and that's been my experience when I am communicating with scientists who are connected to the Word of God, that overwhelming sense of humility comes out in their speech and their experience. Because when you understand, as you are just here in this brief way here in this interview, because we can't get into the depth of the knowledge that you have, but when you begin to realize what backs up what we see and how God, as you say, as the grand orchestrator of His universe, of His creation, each layer brings in more truth and more magnificence. Wow, I mean, you talk about awe. what do you do? I mean, you just, if that doesn't bring you to your knees, I don't know what will.
Yeah, the cellular mechanisms that we see, little things that copy DNA or make ATP and all this stuff, they are marvels of engineering. It's unbelievable. When we look at the little motors inside the cell and we say, we can't make a motor that even approaches that efficiency. There's no way we can do anything like that. And yet there it is, staring us in the face. It's a very highly engineered, perfectly designed little system that's keeping us alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, just the simple things that we take for granted, like a cut on our hand and how the blood, coagulates and our skin heals itself. I mean, and you watch this process. It is amazing, and it's all done for our good by Creator God. Well, Dr. Carter, unfortunately, we're out of time. We kind of knew this going into this, we're not going to have enough time. But I'm grateful. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Remind everybody where they can go, and also, for more information and get their hands on Evolution's Achilles Heels.
Our website is creation.com.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 500 points this morning as China's retaliating with tariffs of its own on U.S. goods after President Trump increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods on Friday. Now, the Chinese say they're going to start setting tariffs of between 5% and 25% on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods, effective the 1st of June. While many lawmakers, including even Republicans, are urging the president to change course with the tariffs, his top economic advisor Larry Kudlow says,
"The tariffs are part of negotiations, and they show that we do mean business, and we will take action."
Kudlow was speaking on Fox News Sunday. The Supreme Court's ruling that iPhone users can sue Apple over App Store prices, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Here for more information on the show, as always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, with the summer months coming and weather starting to improve, you know what that does? It draws us to water, right? And especially our kids. And I'll tell you, the thing that we often, you know, it just really is heartbreaking when we hear of tragedy that involves our kids, right? So teaching children how to be safe around water is not a luxury. It is a necessity. The YMCA Safety Around Water program can help you make sure they learn essential water safety skills, which can open up a world of possibilities for them to satisfy their curiosity safely. And we got Lindsay Mondick from the YMCA. She's going to be joining us. We're going to talk about what is safety around water, what it means, and a typical session she's going to tell you more about it. As I say, joining us today is YMCA USA Senior Aquatic Manager Lindsay Mondick, here to share critical information about the importance of teaching children and adults how to be safe around water this outdoor swim season. Lindsay, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, great to have you here. We know that, or at least we all should know, and we will know right now, because I'm going to tell you, May is National Water Safety Month. So why is it so crucial for parents and kids to learn water safety skills?
Well, drowning is the leading cause of death for children 1 to 4 years old, and it's the third leading cause of unintentional injury death for children from 5 to 19. So in the United States, 2 children die every day because of drowning. And so we really feel at the Y, as one of the largest community-based organizations in the country, we are in a unique position to really help bridge the gap in delivery of swimming lessons and water safety education, especially in underserved communities. It is such an important topic, and thank you for having me again.
Well, exactly, Lindsay. I mean, this is crucial, and thank the YMCA, you know, for the safety around water program and for taking the lead on this.
Yeah. It is something that we really feel we can have a tremendous amount of impact in our communities. And we do have our Safety Around Water program, and the focus of this program is really to teach children and families what to do if they find themselves in the water unexpectedly. So in the program, children learn fundamental water safety skills, like reach, throw, don't go, so, you know, what to do to help rescue somebody if they were to fall into the water, but also those self-rescue skills. So we have 2 key skills that we teach in this program. One of them is called jump, push, turn, and grab. So it's the idea if a child were to fall into the water, teaching them how to push off the bottom of the pool or the lake or get themselves to the surface and then turn and grab the side of the pool or make forward progress towards the edge of the water.
Right.
And then the second skill that we work on is swim, float, swim. So really working on building endurance and getting themselves to safety by having the children learn to swim a short distance on their front, roll over onto their back to rest, and then roll back on their front and continue swimming to safety.
Wow, that's excellent. I can tell you, when my kids were young, one night we were coming home late, and I suddenly couldn't find my son. You know, I asked my wife, I go, where's our son? We had a pool in the backyard. And she goes, well, I think he's in the house. And I said, well, check the pool. And so went to the pool, and sure enough, he was on the first step of the pool. Mm-hmm. Being curious that he was, you know, David was 3 years old at the time. And they had floaty, you know, things that they would put on their arms up to them. And the next day, I just said, no. I go, we're putting you in the pool without the floaties. I'm going to, you know, just like you said, teach them how to go down, you know, go down, push off the bottom, you know, and get to the side. And especially to relax. Well, you know, the thing was amazing was that, so I put my son in the water first to go through this drill. And it just, to me, it just seemed to be common sense. And Todd Conn, if you didn't know, the little booger, he started swimming without his little floaties. And so then his sister, you know, she goes in and follows suit. So, but it gave me peace of mind to know that the kids, at least without the additional safety equipment, that they had the ability to get to the side of the pool in case they had to.
Right. Such an important skill, I think you alluded to, but, you know, 88% of drownings happen under some form of supervision. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a parent myself, you think, oh, it's not going to happen to me, but it happens so quickly. It takes as little as 20 seconds for a child, you know, to drown in as little as an inch of water. And so, you know, as a parent, you think, you know, I can't watch my child at all times, but it's really important to be a water watcher. And anytime you're in or near the water, just to be vigilant in terms of watching your child or any child you're in charge of.
Now, research has shown disparities in drowning rates. Tell us more about those and what can be done to fix them.
Yeah, a recent national research study conducted by the USA Swimming Foundation with the University of Memphis and University of Nevada, Las Vegas, showed that 64% of African-American children and 45% of Hispanic children can't swim, and that's compared to 40% of Caucasian children. So obviously, a little bit of a disparity in terms of swimming skills. And so at the Y, again, we're really focused with this program on underserved communities. And because of that, we're awarding more than 33,000 scholarships for free water safety lessons to children in underserved communities as a part of our Safety Around Water program this summer.
Oh, that's awesome. What are some of the water safety lessons that you teach at the Y?
Yeah, so those 2 key skills that I shared, so jump, push, turn, and grab, and swim, float, swim, in addition to, you know, those basic water acclimation skills, so teaching children how to submerge, how to do their front float and back float, and leading up to swimming on their front and back.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the more familiar they become, you know, the big thing, too, is relax that they don't panic. Right. And that's tough. And you don't know not to panic if you haven't had experience. So familiarity with water is really important as well, right?
Absolutely. So having that basic understanding of what your body does in water really builds confidence. And that confidence then translates to that ability to relax if you were to find yourself in a challenging situation.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with the senior manager of aquatics at the YMCA of the USA. Lindsay Mondick is with us. This month is a water safety month. And Lindsay, how early should our kids start the swimming lessons?
Well, it's never too early or late to learn to swim for your adult people who might not swim either. But at the Y, we start swimming lessons with children as early as 6 months.
Mm-hmm. After all, they were swimming in their mother's womb not that long ago, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's an easy thing. They tell me anyway. Well, aside from making sure your kids know how to swim, what else can parents do to keep their kids and others safe around the water?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, drownings happen. A majority of drownings occur within 10 feet of safety and under some form of supervision. So it's really important, and I always encourage people to take our Water Watcher Pledge, which really means that anytime you're near the water or actively supervising children around water, that you're watching them. You're keeping your eyes on the water. You're avoiding distractions like talking on the phone, socializing, and you always keep a phone nearby for emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
Remain by the water until you're relieved by a new water watcher.
Exactly. That becomes the priority. Social media, everything set aside. Priority
right.
is that you're like a sheepdog, and you're watching the water, and you're watching all the kids, right?
Absolutely. Being vigilant and constantly supervising activity.
Wow. Lindsay, the Y has just done an outstanding job with this. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. You've had a lot of experience. The things that you've learned over the years, networking with other, safety people like this has just been a tremendous advantage. Where can people go for more information about safety around water and the YMCA?
Yeah, they can contact their local YMCA, of course, or they can go to ymca.net/watersafety for more information.
Well, USA's senior aquatic manager at the YMCA USA's, one and only, yes, Lindsay Mondick has been our guest. Lindsay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Be safe
thank
out
you.
There. Okay.
Thank you for having me. Have a great summer.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, so hey, like us, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome. Good to have you with us. For more information, that's where you go, BillMartinezLive.com. Heather Buskirk joins us now. She's an instructional methods advisor at K-12. This is a national board certified teacher with years of experience designing project-based learning. Okay, you're going to hear more about project-based learning, have a better understanding of what Heather's involved in. She was an integral part of designing and teaching at HMF P-Tech. It's a project-based learning and career-focused early college high school in New York. Heather, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thank you for dedicating time to talk about education today.
Well, no, we are very educationally motivated here. I mean, we know it's the foundation of everything in our future, and it is so critical. And, I think what you are, what you've been involved with, the instructional methods, break it down to our audience. They understand what the concept of, a method, instructional methods is all about.
Sure. So I began my career as a physics teacher in mm-hmm. upstate New York, and working in a lot of communities that were struggling and continue to struggle economically. So a lot of students kind of walked into my door having given up on physics before they ever started. So I knew I had to connect with them in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I came around to project-based learning. Because it was a way to connect students and learning that felt relevant and real, rather than physics from a textbook that just felt like something unattainable or something that was a waste of their time.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead.
So, for example, what that really looked like is I engaged my students in a project we call the Safe Drivers Project. So they teach them about motion and forces and energy. We brought in local auto insurance agents, and my students spent time studying and developing pitches about safe driving resources for other teens that were backed by their understanding of physics. And then they pitched those ideas to the local insurance companies.
Interesting. Well, going back to the original premise of all this is that America's educational system is essentially, as you say, leaving students behind as they fail to keep them engaged and give them the skills they need to succeed in their future careers. And so project-based learning, you can't be passive. You have to be engaged, right?
Right. We have a lot of disconnects in our education system between what students really need to not just survive but to thrive as adults, and what we're providing them. So much of education is just students sitting almost like they're on a conveyor belt having education happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Project-based learning is about turning that around and making students the real active agents of their own learning.
And to me, that is just such an integral idea, and it's got to be fulfilling not only for the students but the teacher as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. My students were excited because they were studying things that really mattered to them and felt relevant to their current and future lives. And then because I wasn't the audience of their work, now I got to play a very different role in their learning. I got to be their coach, their cheerleader, the person that was providing them opportunities to get the skills and knowledge rather than the person who was really pushing it down their throats.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was able to help them polish their work so it felt professional enough that they had the confidence to share it with other adult professionals besides just the school teacher.
Mm-hmm. So now their audience becomes, as you say, adult professionals as well as their peer group, right?
Absolutely. And in any way I could, I tried to bring in their families, bring in community groups, you know, really make the experience as well-rounded and as open as possible mm-hmm. and connected to the real world. Too often, school is kind of a separate silo, and we talk about the real world and school as if school isn't part of the real world. So the more ways we could connect and make our learning experiences authentic to the rest of the world, mm-hmm. the better for students.
Heather, how did project-based learning come about in your mind? When, you know, take us back to that light bulb moment that you had and said, hey, we need to do something like this.
I think there's been elements of it a long time in the history of education. You know, going back over 100 years, you can find pieces of it coming together. And for me, when I attended a workshop as a teacher about project-based learning, suddenly something clicked for me. It gave me a way to frame learning for students project to project that was much more like what I was experiencing in life. In life, most of us, our work revolves around projects, whether that project is, you know, repairing or building a deck on your house or planning an event or planning a trip. Those are projects.
Mm-hmm.
And our work life is like that, too. It's mostly organized around projects and not chapters in a book. There's very few jobs that involve just sitting for 45 minutes and then taking a test on what you just learned. Our work comes through in other ways, and giving students other ways to show their learning and own their learning helps them engage more deeply in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Heather, I can tell you I've been blessed to be surrounded by educators. My mother-in-law was a lifelong, teacher. In fact, I'm in California right now, and the lady that puts up with me is 90 years old, a retired teacher. And what I've heard over the years, you know, from them and from other, friends who teach, is that the system has become a bit frustrating, that they've got to hold to a certain curriculum that's mandated for them to follow. And I can see where project-based learning could be a challenge when you have administrators dictating how, you know, what courses to teach or what curriculum and, what modules have to be. And, that it's that, conveyor belt system as opposed to something like project-based learning.
Mm-hmm. Well, and project-based learning doesn't need to be separate. I mean, these aren't mutually exclusive ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We build our projects at K-12 to be aligned with regular state standards. So it does still meet the standards, mm-hmm. but what we're really changing is the way that we deliver that learning for students.
Right.
And so it really becomes the work of the educators to think about how we make those connections for students between their learning and the real world. And, you know, some people think project-based learning means you just turn students loose on an interesting problem and hope
right.
they figure out what they need to know. But there's so much work that happens with the educator behind the scenes that they really have to set things in place so students are gaining the experiences through that project and that they are able to gain the skills and the knowledge.
There's measurable objectives in this. It's not just you're throwing it out there and hope they catch it, right?
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think a lot more about how I connect the students' list of things they need to know with what I can provide to help them change those to things that they do know and they feel mm-hmm. confident about, and then help them connect those discrete pieces of knowledge together for something that's greater and that has real weight and meaning beyond classroom, beyond a test.
Well, when so much of their senses is involved, and that's what I've grown to appreciate, is in learning, if you can engage, more senses, of the student, you know, tests become rather routine. I mean, because you've lived it out, you've experienced, it's meaningful. It's not, you know, just a bunch of, you know, memorized answers that you're going to forget, you know, 2 days down the road.
Right. And as we're seeing the world change right now and seeing careers and jobs change, what you can recall and remember is less and less important. Most of us are walking around with computers in our pocket, guys, these phones, that we could look up any discrete fact. What's really important is that we're teaching students how to manipulate knowledge, how to put it together, how to see connections. And what more, you know, giving them the skills, technical computer skills, skills of collaboration, both face-to-face and when they're working remotely, critical thinking and public speaking, both in-person venues, but also across digital spaces, because we're seeing more and more careers have at least a portion of their work is done remotely. We're seeing more and more distributed workforces.
As you say, 70% of today's employees around the world work remotely at least once per week. So the skills that students develop in an online project-based learning environment, technical computer skills, remote collaboration, critical thinking, and public speaking in a digital space are ones that is going to allow students to thrive in today's workforce. As you say, it is rather dynamic. It is not static. And so, you know, the sooner that you get involved in the process, the better off you're going to be, because it seems in light of this information age that we're living in and the way, you know, the labor force is evolving, it is moving at, you know, it seems like at Mach 5 speeds here.
Absolutely. And I think that's really what our work with our Destination Career Academies are about. We're trying to prepare students for both careers and college and give them traditional academics, but mixed with a focused and authentic career readiness education. But we're looking to do it online so that where you live as a student doesn't limit what access to education you have.
That's excellent. I love that. Well, you know, there was a recent study that compared two groups of second grade students, and to support your thinking here, in high poverty, low performance schools, and they found that those working in the project-based learning model scored higher than the control group in both social studies and informational reading, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I bet if, you know, if all of us reflect back on our experience in school and the ones that really still resonate with us as adults, the little pieces that we still remember, I bet very few of those little pieces came from lectures, but they came from the experiences we had and the times when we had opportunities to really create something for ourselves. That's when we were really able to cement our skills and learning.
Exactly. Well, the research is showing that project-based learning helps students become better decision makers, right?
And we all want better decision makers, and we want to give students the power to be those better decision makers.
Well, you know, because I think that, you know, the driving force of all of humanity is having this sense of being productive, having a fair chance to be successful. And if we can increase that opportunity of success for them, that's win-win for everybody, isn't it?
I'm with you there completely.
Well, this is exciting. Congratulations. And how can people find out more information and get involved with, you know, with this, you know, this system of learning, this project-based learning?
Sure. They can absolutely find out more by searching Destination Career Academy at K-12 and find out all about the types of schools and opportunities that we're providing for students.
Well, Heather Busker, thank you for being with us. Have a great day.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.